And I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. I'd like to begin by reading the collect for day, which ties in all the readings and who we are today as we give thanks. God of the known and unknown, open to us those who would exclude and despise. Heal and liberate us when we are outcast, so that we may learn to praise your name with hearts that are whole. Through Jesus Christ, the rejected one. Amen. Hearts that are whole. I want us to think about ourselves. How many of us here are immigrants? Hands up. Okay, thank you for that honesty. Actually, we are all immigrants. I want you to think about it. We are all immigrants. 200,000 years ago, we evolved as a people in Africa, and we spread from Africa throughout the planet. In various ways, over centuries and millennia, we have moved and populated. So we are all people who have been on a journey. Whether we are First Nations who came here between 12 and 20,000 years ago, or people who came, like my family, came about 120 years ago from England, from Wales and Scotland, but we're all immigrants. We're all on a journey. And we have been on a journey. And in the scriptures today, we recognize that we are people on a journey. And Thanksgiving, which has its roots in what we are doing today and in the first reading, which came from Jeremiah, we have this sense that we're on a journey, but finally we found a little place to be safe, where we could settle down long enough and not feel that we are going to be crowded out, and plant a garden and have a family and have some sense of safety. And we give God thanks for that. The time of Jeremiah, historically, about 300 years before the time of Jeremiah, which in the march of history is not long at all, when you consider this church is 120 years old. So in the march of history, they had been a tribal people, nomadic. And when they came out of Egypt through the impossible land to the promised land, they were thanking God for being able to set up a small country. But even at the time of Jeremiah, there was a threat from the Babylonians, who today we'd call Syrians, and they were taking over their kingdom. And in the midst of all of this time of turmoil, Jeremiah is saying, calm down, just give thanks, live your lives, have families, give thanks to God. For God loves you and God is with you, no matter where you are on your journey. And this same message moves forward into Paul's letter to Timothy, our New Testament reading. For in the New Testament, we have this sense of who is God loving? That question is being asked. And Paul, even though Paul was a very staunch Jew and had now embraced Jesus and was walking in a new way, he is saying that we can never chain the energy of God. That God's love is not to be chained. That we do not control God's love. And that God's love is for all of God's creation. And that God resides in every person, whether that person acknowledges God or not. God's love I want to give you a $50 word this morning, my Thanksgiving gift to you. The word is prevenient. Now, you don't use that word prevenient every day. How many of you have used prevenient in the last month in your conversation? No hands went up. But prevenient stands for the fact of God's love being in the world before we even recognize God. Prevenient grace. God's love is always present in all of God's people and in all of God's creation. It's prevenient. Means before coming. If you know a little bit of French or Latin, you know, to come, venir. So prevenient. God's love is there for all. And so we're on a journey, and we have found a safe harbor for now in our journeys, in Agassiz, in Harrison, in Pumpkin, in Rosedale, Abbotsford, wherever we're from, we have built the Roche. We built a little place and we put in a garden and we have a sense of safety. And we know that God is there with us. And we give thanks for that. And in this time of safety, we are able to give thanks for the harvest, which is standing round me here. A gift of God for all of God's people and of all people. Don't forget, all people are God's people. Those who acknowledge God and those who have yet to acknowledge God are still God's people. That's an important thing to remember as Christians. For we often have this image that we are better than others. We are not. In God's eyes, we're all the same. God loves all of God's creation. But in this time of settlement, for which we are giving intentional thanks this morning, we also want to give thanks for the gifts of God that come not just in the harvest, but also in the gifts. And I want to give you two concepts this morning. One word is stem, and the other word is steam. Stem and steam. And they are acronyms, and they stand for Science, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Some of us embrace that wholeheartedly and have for many years as engineers, scientists, academics, and also people who are farmers, homemakers. A lot of people embrace STEM, and we have a world that embraces STEM, and it's the world that has emerged since the time of a philosopher by the name of Descartes. And Descartes said, you cannot trust imagination. You cannot trust spirituality. You can only trust these concrete sciences. Now, Descartes didn't know anything about subatomic particles and subatomic physics and quantum physics, but from what he could see, he was right. But the end product of that was that a lot of people started to say that spirituality and the arts are not important. And everybody tried to make everything scientific. And in fact, Christian people, tried to take the scripture and take the poetic and the energy of the imagination out of it and make it into a concrete science. And that's where we get literal fundamentalism. We took the Bible and said, it's not anything to do with imagination and poetry and things that are metaphorical. Instead, it's all got to be literally true, and it's a cookbook. And of course, that destroyed the spirit of faith and destroyed the spirit of the scripture. But emerging in the last 25 years has been a re-understanding of a new word called STEAM. STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. That there's now a push that we have to come back and bring the arts into our problem-solving awareness. Global warming is real. It's not a belief. I don't believe in global warming. I believe in God. But global warming itself is provable. But the way to overcome what we are doing to the environment that God has given us to look after is to start to become more creative, as well as engineering-wise, it's solving the problem. Think of all the giftedness that we have today that we're giving thanks for. Over here near me, I see something that's dear to my heart. And what's dear to my heart is a helmet. And I thank Ken for bringing it in. Hope not to embarrass you, Ken. This helmet is vitally important. I work with brain injury. Here in the Fraser Valley, we get 300 cases of new brain injuries a month. A month. Okay? 3,600 a year. So the helmet is some engineering trying to reduce brain injury. And that's vitally important. We all these various giftednesses are also inspired and come from God, whether acknowledged or not, as we journey together. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we think of all our giftedness, not just the fruits of the soil and the land, but also all the gifts that we have ourselves in our daily lives. And then we come to what Jesus is talking about today in the incidents of the 10 lepers. All of us are wounded people. We have all made mistakes, some big, some small. But when we come to God and ask for healing and forgiveness, God is there to forgive. But when we get the healing, oftentimes we don't give thanks. And the person who was often considered in the parable was the outsider. Don't forget, the Samaritans were despised people. And the Samaritan came back and gave thanks to God when the others just went away. We are here to give thanks for our own wholeness, for the fact that we have been given new life, that our sins are forgiven, that we are a whole people of God, wholly on a journey. So we're still migrants. What I hope we will do is to say, what kind of a vessel am I going through life in? The church is really a boat turned upside down. That's why we have the construction of a church the way it is. If you can imagine, we're in a boat turned upside down. That's traditional how we do the architecture of a church. And we are going through the world, the sea of life, but as people on a journey with God. My challenge today on this Thanksgiving Sunday is, are we people going through this life as if we're in a rowboat, where to go ahead, you look backwards? You've ever rowed a boat? You got to do it that way. Or are we in a canoe? Are we in a boat that's moving forward and we're looking forward to the future, working and walking with God as we move forward in life, learning from our mistakes, learning from the past, but moving forward? And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, as we think of all the gifts that we have, and in a moment, I'm going to invite you to silence to think about the giftedness that God has given you as a person to give thanks for. How we use those gifts as we move forward in this life as a redeemed people of God who are encouraged and made safe by God's love. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament this morning, we embrace this holism, this safety, this love into ourselves. And we take it into ourselves and share it with others as we've shared in the fruits of the land this day. May God bless us all. Amen.